This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number here at the station, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you have questions for the folks from Klaus Financial, they are here to answer them for you. Right now, we'll get you on the air. Don't forget, as always, you can find Klaus Financial online, the website, KlausFinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn all about Klaus Financial, about their different divisions, ways they can help you, or if you are a business owner as well, ways they can help you too. Also, great opportunity on the website, KlausFinancial.com. Sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also, a link in that weekly email to the most recent podcast. So if you missed some of today's show, we know a lot of times coming and going, maybe running in to get a cup of coffee, dropping the kids off at the school, or maybe just want to rehear something to better understand what we were talking about. It's a great opportunity with the weekly Market Pulse newsletter to listen back to the most recent podcast. Of course, you can always check out all the podcasts at Klaus Financial as well. Again, the website, klaasfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Klaus Financial is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Without any further ado, we are joined by Malia Cuevas and Janelle Kalish of Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning.
We're doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing well. Great to talk with both of you. And we've got a really, as always, a really big show. We're going to be talking about a very timely thing, which is debt in the holidays. And we'll get to that in just a moment. It is so hard. I will just a little tip. If you have a six-year-old at home, don't follow their advice for money management because you will go broke very quick, very, very quickly. But again, we'll get to that in just a moment. Of course, each and every week we do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card for StubHub. We'll tell you how you can play along a little bit later on the program. Just a tip, they'll listen to the show. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. Real quick, though, again, before we talk about limiting debt over the holidays, let's look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and not only do the question, but do the answer as well.
Yeah, thanks for everyone who listened and called in last week, and congratulations to our winner. They answered the question, at what age must you begin withdrawing your RMDs, required minimum distributions, from your tax-deferred accounts or traditional IRAs? And the answer is after reaching age 70 and a half.
Fantastic. And that was last week's question. We will do a whole new one this week. Again, just listen closely to the program for this week's, typically the answer for each week's Klaus Quiz Question Week comes up during the program. Fantastic prize. Again, a $25 gift card for StubHub. I'll tell you all about it a little bit later on in the program. So we are going to talk today about how to limit our increasing of debt over the holidays as, of course, we're trying to watch our holiday spending. What are some of the things that people need to keep in mind this time of year when it comes to holiday spending and racking up some debt?
Well, it's funny, Sean, as I'm reading my own notes for the show, I'm thinking I sound really like I'm trying to spoil everybody's holiday shopping for next week.
What?
And that's not the intention. So, everyone a week from today is going to hopefully be with family or friends and enjoying a nice meal. And the population usually follows in tandem the next day or that night going shopping or going on the internet shopping. So I'm not trying to dampen your spirits, but I want you to perhaps take some of these words of wisdom today with you as you do handle the shopping. So we want to talk about basically some facts, first of all, about how many people actually plan correctly when it comes to holiday spending. And so we look at 2017 and a lot of polls out there, and we found that 74% of Americans said they failed to budget properly for the holidays. And we probably saw the resulting effect of that last December, when we saw retail sales actually hit the roof for the first time in many, many years. So people actually went out there and shopped. But we have a budget, and Janelle will talk about that in a few minutes, but we usually come up with some little budget, and we usually blow it out of proportion immediately, especially if you have a six-year-old at home. So you understand that. But Americans continue to spend every year more on shopping, and they're anticipating this year's sales to be 4% or greater than even last year's. So last year, Cyber Monday and Black Friday together, they set records for online shopping of over $11.6 billion in sales. So what we would tell people is that what seems to be the easiest thing to do, and people fall prey to this, is just putting it on their credit card. And I would just take a real careful look before you do that. 0% sounds really good until your bill hits and you've missed the promotional spending date that's over with, and suddenly your 0% jumps up from 15 to 25%. So you just want to be so careful with that. You don't want to spend the next year paying off this Christmas. Other people look towards their lines of credit sometimes, believe it or not, on their homes. And even those credit lines, because of our rising interest rates out there, we're seeing costs in the neighborhood of 5 to 6% on those. So what we want to remind you, because we are retirement planners, I want to remind you that paying yourself first is something that you really deserve for yourself. And paying yourself first means perhaps looking at, instead of spending as much on the holidays, maybe you could increase your contribution into your retirement accounts. So really take that into consideration before you head out there and shop till you drop, so to speak.
Great advice, as always. Malia Cuevas joined by Janelle Kalish, both of Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Again, a lot of great information about Kloss Financial up on the website. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you complimentary appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. Or if you've got a question for Janelle and Malia, they are here to help. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We'll get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. So let's look at some tips that you guys can offer as far as making some of those holiday gift buying decisions.
Yeah, so in addition to what Malia said, we would suggest the following ideas on how to avoid going overboard on holiday spending. First of all, you want to set a holiday spending budget. You know, how much do I really have to spend that works for you? And you make sure you plan to stick to it. Don't go into debt over Christmas because it can derail your bigger financial plans. One way I have found that works is the old-fashioned Christmas Club accounts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you go January 1st, sit down, determine, you know, how much did I spend on Christmas? What was realistic and what was unnecessary? And then you add in things throughout the year like weddings and birthdays and baby showers, everything like that. And then always throw in a couple of extra presents because things do pop up. And most Christmas Club accounts now allow you to withdraw during the year. They don't just pay out the lump sum on a set date in the fall. So, you know, as the need arises during the year, you can pull money out, but determine what that amount is, divide it by the number of paychecks you have, and put that in each pay period.
Very interesting. Is there something too to be said as we talk about making kind of putting that budget together and having that plan and sticking to it? A lot of times we're tempted, and we'll see, you know, in Black Fridays and Cyber Monday, Malia, as you pointed out, and Janelle, as you're kind of touching as well, is we often see these great deals, and it's almost like because it's a great deal, we feel as though it gives us some leeway to maybe break that budget. Say, oh, but I got it at such a deal. Yeah, I may have paid more than I planned. It's almost like
it's inevitable.
And it's like they know we're going to fall for it, too. It's like
just
somebody researched
this.
Yes. I'm that one person. But it can be dangerous, can't it?
Oh, it sure can. That's why, you know, if you have the cash to pay for it, then certainly do it. But if you don't, you can't afford it.
Yeah. Well said. Exactly, exactly. Talking with Janelle Kalish and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. Don't forget to find them online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first get-to-know-you appointment is complimentary at Klaus Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And one of the really cool things I see going on with family, and my wife is very much into this, which is kind of the alternative. She has been way into crafting things like Pinterest, mm-hmm. and she bought this vinyl cutter, so she puts stickers on like everything. But not only is it fun to do, it's affordable, and people really like that stuff, don't they?
Oh, definitely. You know, you see people at checkout lines in grocery stores, and they go, "Ooh, this gift card would be good for this person, and that gift card would be good for that person," because they love going there. But is there really any thought in it, mm-hmm. you know? So your idea of the crafting and the food gifts and, you know, different things like that are awesome because you're really thinking about that person. You're taking time, and that's what they appreciate.
What do we see as far as personal savings around this time of year? As we're talking about spending and, you know, as we're talking about kind of sticking to our budget, what do we know as far as personal savings rate this time of year?
Yeah, well, you know, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development said that in 2018, it's expected that Americans will be saving around 3.72% this year. That's down from 2015, where the savings rate was 6%.
Ooh.
I mean, that's a big drop in 3 years.
That is significant. Again, yeah, from 2015, it was 6%. 2018, expected to be around 3.72%.
Right.
Very, very interesting stuff. Yeah. Janelle Kalish and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. Don't forget the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number at Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637, online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And of course, we talk often about retirement and planning for retirement and savings. We'll tie that in with Christmas. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Klaus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for Malia and Janelle from Klaus Financial, they are here to answer them for you. Our number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com. Spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Klaus Financial on the website. Again, you can sign up also for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just get to the website, klausfinancial.com. And again, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Talking, of course, about the upcoming holidays and staying in your budget. And I think one of the things that a lot of people get tempted by is, you know, I've got this nice pile of cash that I've been squirreling away for years. I could just take out a little personal loan or whatever they call that, where you can just kind of borrow from that stuff. And rather than having to go to credit cards, I could just do that. Good idea, bad idea?
Well, so Sean knows the answer to that question, and that's probably on the naughty list,
yes.
The bad list. You know, Janelle talked about what savings rates are currently, which have really dropped down quite a bit. We'd like to drive home the point that you should be saving actually closer to 10% each year towards retirement. So if we start to derail during the holidays towards that 10% that we should be putting away, that's not going to help your overall picture, and that's really what we want you to hear from us today. So when we start thinking about borrowing from retirement accounts, or also our savings accounts are meant to be emergency savings. So, you know, is it an emergency that I go spend an extra $100 on my nieces and nephews for Christmas? If I'm having to take it from my savings, which is my emergency fund, probably not a good idea. And if I'm thinking about taking it from retirement accounts, then honestly, I do get calls every year, people wanting to take some out and pay taxes and sometimes penalties on money that is designed for their retirement. So if you're under 59 and a half and you want to take money from your own IRA, you will have a 10% penalty most likely. And of course, you got to pay taxes on that. And I get those questions every year, and it's just not a good idea. So we want you to really set yourself up with some good goals. You know, we talk on the show a lot about making goals, sticking to your goals, and actually we get to see the fruition when you go into retirement. You're set up a lot better. So it's really about spending and saving habits. CJ and I often talk about on this show a lot. It's a lot more about behavioral finance these days than it is about what the market does or doesn't do. So I know I'm a consumer myself. When money goes into my bank account, it just looks like it wants to be spent because it's just sitting there. And then if I run out, I'm like, well, that credit card's there. I mean, we're human beings. And that's where the discipline really, really has to come in. And this is the time of year where that discipline, whether it be if you're on a diet, seems to go by the wayside. And if you're wanting to go spend money, you know, you're like, yeah, retirement's a long ways away. Trust me, folks, it's not a long ways away. It's coming sooner than you think. So just take your time looking at what are your real needs versus your wants. And I know the American economy needs your dollar, but you want to provide for yourself first. You want to pay yourself first. And just keep that in mind as you shop this Christmas season.
Very good advice, as always. Malia Cuevas and Janelle Kalish come to us from Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can find them all online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website, a lot of information about Klaus Financial. You can learn about the three separate divisions and how they can help you and help your business. Again, that's at klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll talk about having some goals and good goals to employ this time of year. We'll also do our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card for StubHub. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Klaus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined this morning by Janelle Kalish and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. Don't forget about the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in this segment, we will do our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Talking about spending smart and being smart during the holiday months, and it can be very, very difficult. Let's talk about some of the good goals that you can employ to kind of keep yourself not only in line this time of year and make sure you're making good, responsible decisions, but as we're kind of looking towards the new year and really carrying that stuff through.
Yeah, so as I said, we're just wanting people to take a quick look at, you know, what type of spending and saving habits have I had in the past, and what is the final goal? Do I want to enter retirement someday stressed that I'm not going to have enough money? And believe it or not, all these little things really do add up. So that's why we want to take a serious look at, you know, spending an extra $100 here and there can add up. If we're taking money out of retirement accounts before we're retired, that adds up with taxes and penalties. So just take a look at what that budget really needs to be on a monthly basis to get you to your ultimate goal. And hopefully you're working with an advisor that kind of, you know, we're not going to monitor your monthly spending habits. That's up to you. But hopefully you've got someone that can kind of rein you in and look at the big picture with you and make sure that you're making good decisions. You know, Janelle talked about some other ideas besides just spending money on a gift card. You know, there's so many other ways to bring joy to other people. Maybe making a meal for them during the holidays. Just creating an experience, because more people will tell you that they remember experiences a lot more than they remember something tangible. And finally, I recall back when my kids were young, you know, I thought I had gotten them the best present ever, and they opened it up, and then 5 minutes later, they were pulling out my pots and pans.
Sure.
Y'all, we've all seen that. And you just recall, like, what's really important to these little guys sometimes. We really are great advocates for especially grandparents out there, being able to help their grandchildren perhaps go to college someday. Mm-hmm. You know, adding money into a 529 account for college for the future, or being able to help buy books for them at some point in the future for college. Things like that are invaluable gifts. So just keep that in mind as you're looking at your own situation. And more than that, start looking at next year's retirement focus. You know, how much money do I want to be putting aside on a monthly basis? And hopefully striving towards that 10% that you can put away to help yourself in the future.
Fantastic advice. Malia Cuevas and Janelle Kalish come to us from Klaas Financial, the website klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And Malia, when you were mentioning just about, you know, a little extra here, you know, a little extra there for gifts. Last weekend, my niece and nephew had their birthday, and my wife sent me into a big box kind of store. And she's like, mm-hmm. I need a bag to put this gift in. And I just run in and grab one off the shelf. I've never looked at $8 for a bag. Are you kidding me?
I'm glad you looked. I'm proud of you. Most people don't even look.
I looked and I thought, what are you going to do? I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's a wake-up call. Exactly.
So it does, this time of year, does get expensive. Definitely stay on budget. Have that budget. And, of course, don't overspend. Great advice, as always. Of course, again, you can find Klaas Financial, the website. Fantastic website. A lot of great information about Klaas Financial. It's klaasfinancial.com, spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Opportunity there also to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. If you missed some of today's show or any of the previous shows, you can catch that, of course, with the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, or, of course, online at klaasfinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637 at Klaas Financial. Don't forget that first meeting at Klaas Financial is complimentary, not going to cost you anything. Telephone number 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number now, because it's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for StubHub. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the personal savings rate for Americans in 2018 expected to be around? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer to Klaas Financial will win that $25 gift card for StubHub. Again, the website, klaasfinancial.com, and the telephone number 442-5637. Malia, Janelle, you guys have a fantastic week, and we'll do it all again in 7 days.
Thank you.
Take care, Janelle.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
This is Money in Motion, and Dan Connery comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.